From Sandringham to South Yarra, you're listening to Southern FM.
And it's 11:43 here on a Monday morning. Let's have a look at today in history, some highlights in history that happened on this very day, the 24th of March. Is it the 24th today or the 25th? It's actually, I've got the 24th here, but nevertheless, these are highlights that happened on this day if you take into account the international dateline. I think that's all important, isn't it, James? James Nixon, our pilot, still with us. You always have to take into consideration the fact that you have a different date on a different side of the world.
That's right. It's the 24th in Hawaii right now.
Do you say Hawaii or Hawaii?
I say Hawaii.
You're welcome. Now, highlights in history on the 24th, which is still the 24th in Hawaii. In 1401, on this day, in a sweep through Asia and the Mediterranean, the Tatar ruler Tamerlani conquers Damascus.
Damascus?
Yeah, Damascus.
Place to fly to Damascus.
Well, so did Tamerlani, apparently. And he left his mark there in no uncertain terms. Now, in 1449, England breaks a truce and captures Fougere from the French, leading Charles VII to renew the Hundred Years' War.
Has to fly there.
1603, Queen Elizabeth I dies after ruling England for more than 40 years. Have you had any queens on any of your flights?
Yes, it was mandatory in Ansett.
1783, Spain recognises the independence of the United States. Now, look, this is a good one. 1863, bushrangers Charles Rabadi and Auguste Reveille stand trial in Goulburn, New South Wales, for dealing unfavourably with a mail carrier, Daniel Crotty. In fact, the unfavourable dealing was they murdered him. 1883, Salvation Army newspaper, The War Cry, is first published in Sydney.
Fantastic. I used to sell them.
In 1905, the death of French novelist Jules Verne. We pay him due deference.
Mm-hmm.
1927, Australia's federal parliament sits in Melbourne for the last time before moving to Canberra. And in 1958, on this very day, Elvis Presley is inducted into the U.S. Army for 2 years.
Private Elvis Presley was drafted in the Army in 1958. He was already a huge star, and he could have been a singing soldier in big entertainment shows, but he chose to serve like everyone else.